Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. I am the supervisor of the fraud division. How can I assist you today?
Yes, hi.
Hello.
This is John. My wife Patricia's card. She has COVID real bad, and she's incoherent, and it's been that way for a while. She's 72, and so I'm looking at this charge. And I called the number that was on it, but didn't have an order number. And it says lifestyle concept. So the other lady looked it up. And apparently it's $49.89 for a contest app. I don't do contests because I believe no one ever wins. But what I'm trying to find out is for bathtub concept. So I'm wondering how that charge got on there, if you could track it back.
May I please have the first and last name?
Patricia Fuller.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
Shipping address would have been my mailing address, I take it. So I'm thinking 11980 West Ina, INA Road, Tucson, Arizona, 85743.
Thank you for providing me with that additional information. As I look into your account, I see it is for the Bikes Hubs, for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. The Bikes Hub is the app that you have to download on your phone that give you meal plans. Now, it was for Patricia Fuller, and you stated that that was your wife, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But yes.
Yeah, because she can't operate anything right now. She's like fever, dementia, bedridden. So I basically have all the electronics. I'm at work during the day.
This
and
was,
I come back.
If you don't mind, let me place you on hold for one moment.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for holding. Yes, sir. It was on February the 7th.
Oh, 7th?
Yes.
Okay. On the phone, it says February 9th. So maybe
that's
it
probably,
was the 9th. Or 6th.
Yeah, that's probably the
yeah.
9th when it posted on your account, but it was for the February the 7th.
Okay.
Okay. So do you remember placing the order or...
Oh, no, I don't believe I'm buying anything online.
Oh,
even Amazon, I won't. I'd rather go to a store where I face a person, so if it don't work, I go back to that person that works in that store. And that's just the way I've always been. I don't buy lotto. I don't believe in contests. I think that there's no winning. So that's just the way I am. And she, like I said, she's incompetent of doing that right now. And so, I mean, I've had in the past couple other things, which there were weird names of stuff. And then we have Wi-Fi here at the house. And every once in a while, someone's Mike's iPad pops up, an Apple, and another Apple pops up. So I have to call Comcast and have them put a block on those. And they... people that walk around with their iPads and getting on your Wi-Fi and we have some of our banking, I do it on Wi-Fi. So I'm getting to the point where I might just go back to pen and paper because I get all these weird charges for stupid stuff that I would never have a use for.
Okay, so you say you've spoken to your bank?
Not yet. Okay. I was going to find out. I noticed a phone number next to it, so I thought I'd call and inquire.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do. I'll file, since, you know, no one in the household could have placed this order, I'll file this as fraud. So we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account.
Okay.
For them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order placed online, and your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place, okay?
Okay, okay.
I'm going to go ahead and complete it. And also, I'm going to issue the full refund back into your account.
Okay.
So hang in
there
for me.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And then let's see. I should follow up too, and then call the authorities as well, right?
I mean, you don't have to follow up. We'll do that for you. But you can allow your refund to post back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Just hang on the line for me, okay?
Sure.
All right, I went ahead and got your account counsel. Let me know whenever you're ready. I can provide you your cancellation confirmation.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie.
Charlie?
Yes. C as in Charlie, 920.
920.
428.
428.
404.
404. Okay.
Okay. Right. And your account has been canceled. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, that'd be it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.